Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. And today's product is the Enduro 6 Bidirectional Telescopic Rotation Masturbator with Suction Base from Best Vibe. So this is a spinning robot pussy and I'm actually really impressed with it. Not only does it have a lot of the bells and whistles that I often criticize similar toys for not having, it's less than $75 with the coupon code. So this is a toy that I would say is easily, you know, in the $75 to $100 tier, maybe even more. I'd actually say it's like $100 to $150 toy based on the features, and it's less than $75. What I mean by that is it's $78.85, but I have a coupon code which will lower it to below $75. So this is a great spinning robot pussy, and it's very fairly priced. Very fairly priced indeed. All right, so let's give you a tour of this toy. It comes in kind of a dark navy blue, which is pretty cool. It has a removable cap, and then it has a separate, like, pussy cap. That's all, whatever you want to call it. And the pussy cap goes over here, so you can stick your dick through the little pussy cap into this, because this will go in and out, of which I'll show you in a minute. But you can't put the cap on with the pussy cap. See, the cap does not go on. So you gotta take the pussy cap off first, then the cap can go on. Anyway, all right. Let me show you the features. You got power button, you got plus, minus, and then you got a thrust setting, and then you have pause. So there's not much, there's not crazy amounts to talk about, but let me turn it on. And is it gonna turn on? Hold on. There we go. All right. This thing is stupid powerful. Now it's going, right? And notice it's going in and out of the chamber. You can use this without the cap. However, your pubic hair, depending on like how much you groom, your pubic hair could get caught in the spinning and get like yanked into the toy. So if that's a concern for you, just use the pussy cap. You can hear it hitting the pussy cap. All right. So use the pussy. Oh my gosh. There you go. All right. So that's how that toy works. Let me show you. It's going. And it's got some LED lights too. All right. So let's hit the plus and minus. Okay. Oh, so now it's changing directions. It's going left and right. And then this should be making it faster or cycle through. No, okay, so this just makes it slow down. So this is slow, medium, fast, and then this makes it go, so these make it go faster and slower, the plus and minus, and this middle one with the loop, this changes the pattern. And then pause pauses it, and then the power light turns purple, the LEDs stay on, and you can hit unpause to go again. That's pretty cool. The controls are a bit confusing because plus and minus control speed. Only this middle button controls the pattern. But it's basically changing directions left to right really fast. You know, I don't know if you can see it. It's going though. It is going. And you notice it's not just spinning. It's thrusting and spinning. So, and it's powerful. It is powerful. Just to show you, I'll try to jam it. This is my test. I'll be trying to jam these by holding it. Okay, is it going to stop? Jesus Christ. Hold on. Did I stop it? I'm pushing it against the side. Look at that. I'm trying to jam it. It won't stop. It's fighting me. Anyway, see, I can't, like, you can stop it if you physically hold it against the side. But as you can see, it didn't, usually when I jam a toy, hold on, let me turn this off. All right, Jesus Christ. All right, so normally when I try to jam a toy, I jam it and it turns off and you see a light flash and you have to turn it back on. Notice this did not jam. Even when I was pressing it against the side of the toy, it kept going. It just, you know, it was obviously it couldn't go, but I didn't jam it. It was like, this is extremely powerful, which is really impressive for a sub $100 spinning robot pussy. Now, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. I do have one significant criticism. That is, this inner chamber. All right, comes off. Okay, I couldn't get it off before, so there we go. That's something. You take the. Did this come off? Because it didn't come off before. I don't think this comes off. Nope, doesn't come off, and I don't see a screw. All right, so now I'm glad I was able to get this off. This didn't come off before, but it does come off, so that's good. Excellent, excellent. All right, here's the problem. This insert, because this doesn't open, this is a solid piece, and also doesn't come out. You have to get the insert back into the cage after you're done cleaning it out. It comes with this little wand, which is like a little plastic ball on the end of a stick, and use the wand to push the insert down into the cage. So what I recommend doing is once you've cleaned this out, fold the insert in half, like a burrito or something like that, and try to get it down as much as possible using just your hand. But as you can see, it doesn't go all the way. Then you got to take this little stick, and you got to try to push it down with your stick. And you see what a pain in the butt this is? It would be a lot easier if the cage could open up. But it's as you can see, it's not impossible, but it's kind of a chore. Now, I'm glad that I was able to take this off. Like I said, this didn't come off before. I guess I was turning it the wrong way before, but all right. And there you go. So that wasn't a huge chore, but it could be better. If the cage could come out, or especially if the cage can, like, unsnap, like, you know, like, it was, let's say the cage was two pieces that snapped together. If you could unsnap the cage and let the insert out, you take the insert in and out and clean it a lot easier. But it's not bad. It's not bad. And then after that, you could turn it back on, and then you're ready to party. All right. Okay. Couple more things. There's more, I know, crazy. This comes with a suction cup base, and you can see where it screws in right there. And so what you do with a suction cup base, in case you just, I occasionally review toys that have these. All right, so you screw it in, you can loosen and tighten this to adjust the angle of the suction cup, and then you activate this to make it stick to things. It's only going to stick to flat, smooth surfaces like sheet metal or something like that. It's not going to stick to wood. It's not going to stick to stucco. It's not going to stick to anything porous. It's only going to stick to smooth things like glass or metal. But if you can get this stuck to something, then you can, here, I'll show you. You stick this to something, you tighten this up, and what you can do, let's imagine this is like this, my hand is like a wall. It'll hold up. Like, this suction cup thing will support it. So then you can, like, what this is great for is if you play hentai games or if you just watch porn at your desk, you can have this attached to your desk. Now, you might have to glue a piece of metal underneath your desk. Like, if you have a wooden desk, get like a thin piece of metal, like sheet metal, glue it under your desk to attach this to. And then once you have this stuck to it, you can angle this towards your crotch and have this jerk you off while you're playing a hentai game or looking at porn or whatever, and it's hands-free. It's hands-free, and you can do whatever you need to do. Have it just going up and down, jerking you off. And I much prefer, like, just let's show you the mechanism again. So, I talk a lot about smush toys, and the thing about smush toys is because, you know, like, your penis isn't getting all the action. But this, everything is getting all the action. You know, like, it's not like you put your dick in, only the tip of your dick is getting any action. Your whole dick is getting action. The only downside is, again, if you Hold on. If you have thick pubic hair and you like have this close, your pubic hair could get caught in the rotation and you can have like your pubic hair get pulled, which isn't going to feel good. If that's a concern for you, slap on the pussy cap and then you're golden. You just put your penis in the pussy and it'll jerk you off, and the pussy lips will keep the any pubic hair or anything out of your way. So that is the toy. I'm very impressed. What impresses me the most is its price. So if you told me this toy was $120, $130, like basically between $100 and $150, I would believe you. I would say this toy seems to be, based on the quality, based on the power of the motor, based on the features, based on the things like the suction cup mount, which you very rarely see included sometimes, I would say this is probably a $100 to $150 toy. This toy is under $75. Now it's $78.85, but I have a coupon code. You could save a little bit more. That'll lower it to below $75, and then you're golden. So for the price, this is an excellent spinning rubber pussy. This might be one of the best as far as total features, because this thrusts and spins. It's very, very powerful, and it can't be jammed. It's kind of a pain in the butt to clean, but most spinning rubber pussies are a pain in the butt to clean, so you guys kind of have to put that aside. It comes with a suction cup mount, which you very rarely see, and it's under $75, so I'm very impressed with the price. So check this toy out, and you won't be disappointed. Are there better spinning rubber pussies? Of course there are. But they're a lot more expensive. Like the really good spinning rubber pussies, like the ones from Leighton or the Revy, the one that goes inside of a sex doll, those are hundreds of dollars. So if you want to try a spinning rubber pussy that can't fit into a doll but is good as a toy by itself for less than $100, this is probably a very strong recommend. Maybe it might be the best. I don't know. Did I ever review a spinning rubber pussy that was under $100? That was at this level of quality? I can't remember. This might be the best, but I reviewed a lot of spinning rubber pussies, so I don't want to speak definitively. But if it's not the best, then it's at least top three of all time. This is an excellent deal for a spinning rubber pussy if you are in the market for one. So I highly recommend this from Best Vibe. Use the coupon code in the description. It's good for the whole site. So if you already have a spinning rubber pussy and you're totally good, you can check out the other toys they sell on the website. They have a lot of really good ones. I've reviewed most of them. So check it out. Thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. Remember the coupon code. It's useful for the entire site. So, you know, go ahead and use it and let them know TFM sent you. This is Turtflingy Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.